जय राधा मदाभा कुंजा बिहारी, जय राधा मदाभा कुंजा बिहारी, जय गोपी जन भलाभा गिरिभर धारी, जय गोपी जन भलाभा गिरिभर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जहमुना तीरावन छहरी, जमुना तीरावन छहरी, जैया राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत शिष्यमाधि सेवाइन ग्रेस ऐसि भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की, जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत शिष्यमाधि सेवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की, ग्रंथरा श्रीमन भागवतं की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी, ओ ग्लोरिस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरिस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरिस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ओ ग्लोरिस टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, reading from Shriman Bhagavatam canto 10 the Summon Bonum Chapter 24, Worshipping of Govardhan Hill, text 37 and 38. Esho bhajanato martyam kamarupi vanaukusha hantihi asmai namasyama Sharmane Atmano Gavam Esoba Janato Martyam Kamarupi Vanaukasha Hanti Hyasmai Namashyama Sharmane Atmano Gavam Esoba Janato Martyam Kamarupi Vanaukasha Hantihi asmai namashyama. Sarmane atmano gavam. Eshaha. This one. Avajanataha. Those who are neglectful. Martyam. Mortals. Kamarupi. Assuming any form at will. Such that of the snakes who live upon the hill. Vana oshakaha. Residents of the forest. Hanti will kill. He certainly asmai to him. Namashyamaha, let us pay our obeisances. Sarmane, for the protection. Atmanaha, of ourself. Gavam, and the cows. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This Govardhan hill, assuming any form he wishes, will kill any residents of the forest who neglect him. Therefore, let us pay our obeisances to him for the safety of ourselves and our cows. Purport. Kama Rupi indicates that the form of Govardhan can manifest as poisonous snakes, wild animals, falling rocks, and so on, all of which are competent to kill a human being. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the Lord presented six theoretical points in this chapter. 1. That karma alone is sufficient to determine one's destiny. 2. That one's conditioned nature is the supreme controller. 3. That the modes of nature are the supreme controller. 4. That the supreme Lord is simply a dependent aspect of karma. 5. That he is under the control of karma. And 6. That one's occupation is actually worshipable deity, the worshipable deity. The Lord presented this argument not because he believed them, but rather because he wanted to stop the impending sacrifice to Indra and divert it to himself in the form of Govardhan hill. In this way, the Lord's desire to agitate the falsely proud demigod. Text number 38. Ityadrigo dvijamakham vasudeva prachodita jata vidayate gopa saha krishna brajam jaju. Translation. The members of the cowherd community, having thus been inspired by Lord Vasudev to properly execute the sacrifice of Govardhan hill, the cows, and the brahmanas, return with Lord Krishna to their village, Braja. Purport. Although the Govardhan Puja was performed in a blissful and successful way, the matter was hardly finished. Lord Indra is, after all, tremendously powerful, and he received the news of the Govardhan sacrifice with burning anger. What ensued be described in the following chapter. Thus end the purport of the humble servants of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to the 10th canto, 24th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Worshipping Govardhan Hill. Om Jnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Ramapada Swami Tidamine. नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रसाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नमिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्यति आदेशतरिणे वंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। So Krishna declares that he is Govardhan Hill, and he has manifested this form that is not different than him to accept all the worship of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. We heard yesterday Krishna, this manifestation of Krishna as Govardhan Hill, consuming all the prasadam, all the bhogak that was offered, all the offerings of food that were brought by the inhabitants of Vrindavan, and accepted the worship very, 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 in a very jubilant way. The idea that Krishna expresses here is that here is the supreme and the supreme worshipable deity, and he declares that he is not different from Govardhan. So therefore Govardhan Hill becomes, you know, is a manifestation of the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna, and is worshipped like that. And Krishna says here that if you neglect this worship, you will be basically be destroyed. If you neglect it or just have no faith in Krishna's instruction that this worship must be done, then in the form of a snake or a falling rock or some wild animal, Govardhan will make the arrangement to basically kill you if you neglect this worship, this instruction of Krishna. And so Krishna is telling the Vrijavasis, but also telling those who worship him, those who accept his words, to that this worship of Govardhan should not be neglected, because he is Govardhan. So Govardhan is the supreme personality of Godhead. And Krishna expresses the same thing in the Bhagavad Gita when he tells Arjuna that these instructions that he's given in the Bhagavad Gita the essence of the teachings that he's given to Arjuna is the knowledge of Bhakti Yoga. And he tells Arjuna that this knowledge is the king of all education and the king of all secrets, and is the purest knowledge, because this knowledge gives direct perception of self-realization, and therefore is the perfection of religion, is everlasting, and is joyfully performed. Rajavidya Rajaguhyam Pavitran Idam Uttamam. So, and then he says to Arjuna, those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot obtain me, O conqueror of enemies, therefore they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. So in one sense it's the same thing. I have no faith in Krishna's instructions, and you neglect them, then you be caught in the cycle of birth and death, basically. So that a snake bites you now or bites you later, anyway, you're going to be dying. You're going to be dying and taking birth, and dying and taking birth. Krishna later in this chapter, he says that in chapter 9 of the Bhagavad Gita, he says, O son of Prita, those who are deluded, he said, those who are thus bewildered and attracted by demoniac or demonic and atheistic views, this is the verse that follows the famous Abhayananti Madmudha, fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as the supreme Lord of all that be. So the faithless, those who have no faith, they describe as mutas, abhajananti, man mudha. So Krishna says, those who are bewildered and attracted by demonic and atheistic views, in that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruitive activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. So everything is destroyed, defeated. So the instruction that Krishna is giving to the Brijavasis is, do not neglect this worship of Govardhan, because Govardhan is the supreme. He established that. But then we say, we've been hearing about these two ways of approaching Govardhan Hill as the Supreme Personality of Godhead that Krishna himself is declaring, but we also hear the descriptions of the gopis of Govardhan as Haridasa Vadiya, which is the best of all devotees. So, as a devotee, you can approach Govardhan Hill as the best of all devotees of Krishna, or you can approach it of Krishna. So, which one is right? And the acharyas tell us that both are right. Both are right. And in one sense, this mood of this Supreme Personality of Godhead manifesting this mood of being the best servant, we see that in Lord Chaitanya. Because Lord Chaitanya, although, Krishna Vardhan, Tusha Krishnan, Sango Pangastra Parshudam, that he is Krishna, but he comes in the mood of Krishna's devotee, Krishna's best devotee, in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So, similarly, Giri Govardhan is Krishna himself, but his mood is this Haridasa Varsha, Varyos, Haridasa Varyo, the best of all devotees. It is explained that he's the best of all devotees because he gives his whole body to give pleasure to Krishna, to Balaram, to Lord Balaram, to Srimati Radharani, to facilitate the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and give so much pleasure to Radha and Krishna, and by providing all these different arrangements that enhances their pastimes, their divine pastimes, like you know, beautiful grasses and very, very sweet fruits, fresh waters, caves that are very comfortable and cooling. So many, you know, jewels and minerals and flowers and the grass for the cows. So not only giving happiness to Radha and Krishna, but also making all kinds of arrangements to please and serve the devotees of Krishna, all the cowherd boys and the gopis. So the gopis, this term Haridasa Vario comes from the descriptions of the gopis. We heard that, you know, a few chapters back when the gopis were describing the glories of Krishna's flute. Describing the glories of Krishna's flute. And these were the unmarried gopis who were wanted. Their desire was to actually become united with Krishna in an intimate relationship or conjugal relationship, becomes marry Krishna. And they wanted to have this relationship with Krishna because their desire was to give Krishna's pleasure, to give Krishna's, you know, happiness in the best way. With that desire, their thought was that, well, if they desire to please Krishna, they should learn from the best servant of Krishna, the one who gives Krishna the most pleasure. And they thought of Govardhan like that. Just, and the verse that is quoted is that verse that says that they say, "Oh, my friend, this hill," they say, "of all the devotees, this Govardhan hill is the best. Oh, my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram alone with their calf, cows and cowherd friends with all kinds of necessities, water for drinking, very soft grass, cave, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the Lord, by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan hill appears very jubilant." So they appreciating Govardhan hill as the best of servants, and as a static, you know, his Govardhan is completely jubilant, and to serve Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys and the calf. And with that aspiration, they understood that you approach to learn how to love Krishna and how to serve and how to make Krishna happy, you have to learn from a devotee, a very expert devotee. In this case, they approached the best of all devotees. So they wanted to learn from Govardhan. And the Acharya says that in the pastime, the gopis are thinking that, well, they're under the protection of their parents, and you know, these are the very young gopis, and there was no questions that they will allow them to just to go to Govardhan to sort of be able to see Krishna. That won't be allowed. But they t- told the parents, you know, well, we like to go to Manasi Ganga and take bath at Manasi Ganga and then go and take darshan and pray for the benediction of Haridev. The Haridev deity is the presiding deity of Govardhan. It's a form of Krishna that is in the form of Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu. So, is the presiding deity of Govardhan. In fact, before starting Govardhan Parikram, one is explained that one have to go and take darshan of the deity of Haridev. So when we go to Manasi Ganga, then one goes up some hill area and come to this beautiful, very, very old temple. It's sort of small, but it's very old. And that temple was established by Brajanath. And in there one see the deity of Haridev. And then one takes the blessings of Haridev and then start Govardhan Parikram. So they went there to ask for the blessings of Haridev, but that was an excuse. They actually wanted to take the blessings of Govardhan. And they seeing Govardhan as the best of devotees. So the blessings of the best of devotees is a much more powerful than the blessings of the Lord himself. That's what the acharyas tell us, that this pastime is. The blessings of the devotee becomes more powerful than the blessings of the Lord himself. And the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya shows that Krishna himself, in his, you know, Swayam Rupa manifestation, the original personality of Godhead, he is not capable of giving, well, you know, in that form, he could not give Krishna Prema in the same way that Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya gave. It is explained. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is Namo Mahavadanyaya. He is the most magnanimous because in this manifestation of Lord Chaitanya, he was able to give Krishna Prema freely. He gave Krishna Prema with no consideration. Krishna will give Krishna Prema, but with some consideration. It is explained that Krishna doesn't give Krishna Prema so easily because he's fully controlled by Krishna Prema. In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami explains that Krishna Prema is rare because Krishna becomes fully controlled, so he doesn't give it just like that. He has a condition: you fully surrender first. You fully surrender to me, and then, you know, then he's able to give himself. But Lord Chaitanya have no considerations of, you know, he just give it. So therefore, this mood of the devotee being the devotee is a much more powerful in order to obtain a blessings of the devotee, the guidance, the shelter of the devotee is much more powerful to obtain love of Godhead, Krishna Prema, than directly going to Krishna. And the gopis did like that. They just told the parents, we're going to go and see Haridev and take, you know, darshan of Haridev, but they wanted to see actually Govardhan and take shelter of Govardhan. So Lord Chaitanya tells us this, that we follow that mood of the gopis. He says, you know, this famous verse of that define who we are. Gopi Bhartur Kamad Padalayor Dasa Dasa Anudas. That we are the servants of the servants of the servants of the gopis of the servant of the servant of the servant of he who gave pleasure to the gopis, of Krishna. So we approach, we take shelter of the devotees. So Giri Govardhan has this manifestation. He have the manifestation. He is just like Lord Chaitanya. So we worship in him, but the mood of Giriraj is to give to fulfill the desires that we have of becoming Krishna's devotee. And this is, you know, the beautiful, this beautiful pastimes of Govardhan, the Govardhan, the worship of Govardhan, and the relationship that the followers of Krishna has with Giri Govardhan. So it becomes, you know, for all the great Vaishnavas, you know, a place of shelter. All the six Goswamis have their shelter there in Govardhan, their bhajan kutirs. And so we follow in the footsteps. And we're told by Krishna himself, do not neglect this. There's a very beautiful pastime of Sri Chaitanya's mood towards Govardhan. During this later pastimes, that Lord Chaitanya will be in this mood of separation in the Antya Lila, the late pastimes. So he will run like a madman, and then sometimes the devotees, you know, he will get lost, and the devotees will try to find him, and then when they found him, he will be unconscious and hardly showing signs of life. And the devotees will revive him by loudly chanting. So this was one of those occasions. This is the Antya Lila 14, chapter 14. Lord Chaitanya's feeling of separation from Krishna. It's very beautiful. Let me see where I start here. Yeah, this is when Lord Chaitanya confuse this sand dune as Govardhan. And it happens I start here. Hearing the description of his condition while he had lain near the Singha Dwara, Sri Chaitanya was very much astonished. He said, I do not remember any of these things. All I can remember is that I saw my Krishna, but only for an instant he appeared before me and then, like lightning, immediately disappeared. Just then everyone heard the blowing of the conch shell at the Jagannath temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately took his bath and went to see Lord Jagannath. Thus, I have described the uncommon transformation of the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When people hear about this, they are very much astonished. No one has witnessed such bodily changes elsewhere, nor has anyone read of them in the revealed scriptures. Yet, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the supreme sannyasi, exhibited these ecstatic symptoms. These ecstasies are not described in the Shastras, and they are inconceivable to common men. Therefore, people in general do not believe in them. Raghunath Das Goswami lived continuously with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm simply recording whatever I have heard from him. Although common men do not believe in these pastimes, I believe in them totally. One day, so this is how the narration starts, of this particular pastime. One day, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to the sea to bathe, he suddenly saw a sand dune named Chataka Parvata. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mistook the sand dune for Govardhan Hill and ran towards it. Lord Chaitanya said, of all devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. So he quoted that verse that the gopis said. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. Oh, my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, as well as their calf, cows, and cowherd friends with all kinds of necessities. Water for the drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord, being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. So Lord Chaitanya is in the similar mood that the gopis of Vrindavan were, the Omari gopis. Reciting this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran towards the sand dune as fast as the wind. Govinda ran after him, but he could not approach him. First one devotee shouted loudly, and then a tumultuous uproar arose as all the devotees stood up and began to run after the Lord. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Jagadananda Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, Ramai, Nandai, and Shankara Pandit are some of the devotees who run after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Paramananda Puri and Ramananda Bharati also went toward the beach, and Bhagavan Acharya, who was lame, followed them very slowly. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running with the speed of the wind, but he suddenly became stunned in ecstasy and lost all strength to proceed further. The flesh at each of his pores erupted like pimples, and each bodily hair standing on end appeared like kadamba flowers. Blood and perspiration flowed incessantly from every pore of his body, and he could not speak a word, but simply pronounce a gargling sound within his throat. The Lord's eyes filled and overflowed with unlimited tears, like the Ganges and the Yamuna meeting in the sea. His entire body faded to the color of a white conch shell, and then he began to quiver like the waves of the ocean. While quivering in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell to the ground. Then Govinda approached him. Govinda sprinkled water from a karanga water pot all over the Lord's body, and then, taking him Taking his own outer garment, he began to fan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Swarup Damodar and the other devotees reached the spot and saw the condition of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they began to cry. All eight kinds of transcendental transformations were visible in the Lord's body. All the devotees were struck with wonder to see such a sight. The devotee loudly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra near Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and washed his body with cold water. After the devotee has been chanting for a long time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly stood up and shouted, Hari Bol! When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up, all the Vaishnavas loudly chanting, Hari, Hari, in great jubilation. The auspicious sound filled the air in all directions. Astonished, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up and began looking here and there, trying to see something, but he could not catch sight of it. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw all the Vaishnavas, he returned to partial external consciousness and spoke to Swarup Damodar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, quote, Who has brought me here from Govardhan Hill? I was seeing Lord Krishna's pastime, but now I cannot see them. Today, I went from here to Govardhan Hill to find out if Krishna was tending his cows there. I saw Lord Krishna climbing Govardhan Hill and playing his flute, surrounded on all sides by grazing cows. Hearing the vibrations of Krishna's flute, Srimati Radharani and all her gopi friends came there to meet him. They were all very nicely dressed. When Krishna and Srimati Radharani entered a cave together, the other gopis asked me to pick some flowers. Just then, all of you made a tumultuous sound and carried me from there to this place. Why have you brought me here, causing me unnecessary pain? I have a chance to see Krishna's pastime, but I could not see them. End of quote. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to weep. When all the Vaishnavas saw the lower condition, they also wept. At that time, Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati arrived. Seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became seeing them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became somewhat respectful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to complete external consciousness and immediately offered prayers to them. Then these two elderly gentlemen both embraced the Lord with loving affection. So, the mood that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had was exactly the mood of the young gopis of Vrindavan, that they wanted to go to Govardhan to have Krishna's association, to be able to be close to Krishna, close to the devotees of Krishna, so in being able to serve them. So this Gopi Bhardar Kamala Yorb Dasa Das Anudas, that's Sri Chaitanya's mood, that's what he's teaching us. So we approach Giriraj Maharaj with that mood, with a mood of kindly engage me in the servant, in the service of the servant of the servant of the master of the gopis. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having that experience of seeing Krishna with the cowherd boys climbing Govardhan Hill and having his pastimes, and then while playing his flute, Srimati Radharani and her intimate gopis come to see him. And then while Radha and Krishna were entering the cave, the gopis engaged Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in picking flowers. So like the young gopis, they will get engaged, you know, by the intimate gopis of circle of Srimati Radharani in doing all kinds of services, you know, to please Krishna, to facilitate Krishna's pastimes. So this is what Govardhan is for the gopis. Is the best servant, and they approach just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approaching Govardhan to come closer to Krishna. So there is this dual thing, just like in the same way we relate to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a supreme, the most, this magnanimous manifestation because of his mood of a servant of Krishna. Similarly, we approach Giriraj Maharaj, Giri Govardhan, like that. He is Krishna, but he also manifests this mood as the best servant of Krishna. And therefore, as the best servant of Krishna, is the best giver of Krishna Prema. So I stop here. Any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for your class. I'll try to connect. I mean, it's easy to connect to one point you were mentioning. You were mentioning, you know, Krishna says if you neglect this, but I'll try to connect this verse to what you were mentioning the last part of your class, Prabhu and servant. Although Chaitanya taught us how to be Das, servants, even though he's not only Prabhu, he's Mahaprabhu. Master, but he still is acting as a servant. But as far as his verse goes, so sorry, I'll try to connect those points. You were mentioning Krishna says, you know, accept these instructions. In other words, paraphrasing, Krishna says, there are two ways to view my instructions, with respect or with neglect. If you respect my instructions, then you remain free from my as well. If you neglect my instructions, you'll be entangled in my as well. And we see he says that in chapter 3. What's that famous verse? Yagi artha kamano anyatra loko yam karma bandanaha tarartham karma kontaya muta sangha samachara. In this word, karma bandana means bondage. And when I was reading this verse, I kind of related to this verse, it reminded me of what Jayapataka Maharaj says, because we see that a fly is in bondage. How does it become bounded? In a web. So we're bounded in Maya as well. So Jayapataka has a very beautiful analogy. He mentions it. Prabhupada also mentions this analogy in the prayers of Indra. But Jayapataka Maharaj elaborates on it. This is from Bhaktisiddhanta's book, Vaishnava K, verse 3. So Jayapataka Maharaj did the commentary. So he says in verse 3 that just as a spider is never entangled by its web, so Lord Krishna can never be entangled in the web of lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, and vengeance. And so he says, you know, if we want to follow our own path, then we're like a fly, we'll be entangled by as well. But if we become like the baby spider by following Krishna's instructions, then we'll remain free from my as well. And so we see this is, well, the direction I'm going, maybe you could expand on, I don't really have a question, but we always hear, you know, the qualifications of a student. And this goes back to your point of Prabhu Master, but we never really emphasize the qualifications of a teacher. And so Prabhupada says in his purport to Madhya Leela chapter 25, verse 657, it's described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would not only speak the Bhagavad philosophy, but he will also listen to others to see whether they're understanding the philosophy. So Prabhupada says it is the duty of an acharya to not only speak the philosophy, but he shall also listen to others speak. And we see that this is precisely what Krishna in all his incarnations and all the great devotees did in the sastras. When Arjuna was disagreeing with Krishna, Krishna never said, I'm God, I know everything, I'm Prabhu. I'm not only Prabhu, I'm Mahaprabhu, the master of everything. So sit down, shut up, and listen to me. No, but when Arjuna saw that Krishna was humble, a humble servant, willing to listen, just like a doctor listens. He listens to his student. Why? Because he, in order to diagnose somebody properly, you have to listen. So Arjuna says, my dear Krishna, I can see that you're acting as a humble servant, but I cannot free myself from my own entanglement. But I'm so grateful that you're listening to me. So then what does Arjuna say in the Gita? Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramabhavam Purusham Shashutam Divyam Adi Deva Majavi Boom Ahums Twarishaya Sarve Deva Shirnardas Tata Asito Deva Lovyasa Swayam Shaiva Bravishime. He says the same thing. Krishna, I have faith in you because I can see that I can't free myself from entanglement. You're Param Brahma, the Supreme Spirit. You're Divyam, transcendental to Maya's web. And all these, you have so many credentials, all these great devotees. So my question is that if I had to ask a question, or maybe you could expand on these points. And one last point, like Prabhupada says in the Gita chapter 17, verse 15, he mentions that one should not, I mentioned it so many times, one should not instruct somebody, one should not take the position of Prabhu, master or doctor or mentor, unless somebody has faith in your character. So what are some steps we need to develop this humility, this dasa, dasu, anudas, to be humble with everyone unless they accept us as their mentor, their guide? Because we can see it causes problems for us potentially if we try to instruct somebody, because naturally it's not like they're proud if they don't listen to us. Naturally, I don't have faith in you. So what are some steps we could take, you know, because we all have this tendency, even when we go in the material world, to try to force these Gita instructions on others, but then we ruin it. We see that, you know, people become very averse to religion when religions are trying to take the position of Prabhu without humbly taking the position of a servant. So maybe you could expand on these. These are some points that I really appreciate from the Bhagavatam.
Well, you mentioned in the comments, it's already answered in your comments that following the position of Arjuna. That Srila Prabhupada says that in the beginning, in the introduction of the Bhagavad Gita, one should, approach the Bhagavad Gita and learn and study the Bhagavad Gita following the mood of Arjuna. So Arjuna came to that conclusion. He followed the instructions of Krishna because he understood Krishna's position, and understood his position. So, we try to, if we follow that same mood, then we will develop the qualities of knowledge, as is indicated in the Bhagavad Gita. Anything else?
Regarding your last point there, maybe you could expand on this point. Generally, the tendency is that sometimes, like you said, the answer was already in my question. And I remember definitely several devotees saying, why are you asking the question? You already know the answer. Well, I would argue that Krishna is unlimited. He could reveal unlimited aspects of different pastimes when devotees speak. And plus, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Sanatana Goswami, this is from the Madhya Lila chapter 20, verse 105. He tells Sanatana Goswami, Krishna Shakti Dada Tumi, Janatava Baba, Jani Dardiya Lagi Puche, Sadhu Raswa Baba. He says, Sanatana Goswami, you've been given Krishna Shakti. What does that mean? That means you know all answers to various questions. But still, a sadhu still inquires, one for various reasons. One is that he doesn't mention this in the pastime, but this same similar verse is also given in fourth canto, chapter 22, verse 18, where it says, Prithu Maharaj, it says he knows everything, but he is still quiet to the four Kumaras. So Prabhupada elaborates in that purport. He says, a devotee inquires for many reasons. First of all, if everyone thinks they know everything, that means people will be in Bhagavatam asking no questions at all. That means nobody will be benefited. So even if a sadhu knows everything, or if, of course, Sanatana Goswami never arrogantly think I know everything, so I don't ask any questions. Sadhu is always humble. Let me ask some questions, not only for my benefit, because Krishna revealed unlimitedly realizations from this asking the same question over and over again, but nobody will be benefited. Nobody will hear Bhagavatam. Do you have any questions? No. So nobody will be benefited. So maybe you could explain How can we take the position of Krishna? Even though Krishna knows everything, he still inquires. We think we know everything, so we don't inquire. So how can we develop this humility like Krishna? Krishna is taking a position of a Prabhu. Even though he knows everything, we don't know anything. So what are some steps we could take to invoke this spirit of inquiry and not think we know everything and we become ungrateful to devotees? I know that pastime. I don't need to hear it again. I know that. So last point, Prabhupada says, particularly in a chapter Gita, chapter 2, verse 25, he says things need to be repeated over and over and over again. Why? Because we forget. It's Kali Yuga.
I got it.
So, thank you.
Particularly from my, you know, personal, from my perspective, you know, questions is very important. It's at the heart of receiving transcendental knowledge. We know Pariprasnena Sevaya principle. So questions are very, very important. One have to ask questions. And specifically from the perspective of us who are, most of us who are aspiring devotees, you know, who are still dealing with things that are, you know, unwanted within our hearts. There's plenty of questions that we can ask, you know, addressing those situations to be able to understand how to become free from these anarthas that are basically victimizing, you know, and creating big obstacles in our progress in Krishna consciousness. So a very important principle is that we become sort of in touch, at least understand where we at, and being able to ask questions that are pertinent, you know, to that progress. Sometimes we get so absorbed in, you know, the intellectual thing, the mind thing, you know, all in the intellect, in the mind, you know, how we processing all these ideas, we learn, we have all this information. So we caught in all the information, and you know, and in which is important, but we're very much afraid to actually go closer to the heart. Because when we go to the heart, we have to actually face that we, you know, this is all nominal knowledge. You know, we have so much on this, you know, we can give classes. We can talk to people. For hours, we can talk to people about philosophy, about concepts and this and that. But then when we sit down, and in the bare situation, and we should see at our heart how many of those concepts we actually fully taken it in. And, you know, when I look at my heart, then I see something else. So those are the questions that are very important for ourselves, you know. When I'm able to address those things that are going to help me, that I'm thinking very deeply, the things that I need actually to go over these big obstacles that most of us have to address at one point, you know. So questions are important, and it's not, you know, I mean, we should not we have to appreciate, you know, I mean, the efforts of any type of questions. But, you know, there are questions and there are better questions and there are better questions. I mean, I think the best questions is the one that help us go towards our heart, you know, and help us with all the things that are, that we don't know, and we need to know, you know, how to be able to overcome these things, how to deal with the particular anartha. You know, some of us will have this particular anartha, some of us will have this, so it's very, very individual, the way we're affected by material nature. So I would say that. You want to add something? Yeah.
You're making an interesting statement that Govardhan Hill is comparable to Lord Chaitanya in the sense of that it's the Supreme Personality of Godhead acting as servant. And it seems a rather unusual thing from the external to think of comparing a huge mountain with caves and flowers and fruits and vegetables and minerals to a person and that it's equivalent. So in many senses, you know, it's easier to understand the service being provided, or Govardhan Hill acting as a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though Govardhan Hill is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, than it is in some sense to understand Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acting as the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he's a lot of what you were recounting, he's caught in a very internal mood that seems to make it more incomprehensible to a person hearing. Because after all, his participation in the pastime, like you brought up with the young gopis, it's invisible to the person's hearing. So, anyway, just a comment.
Even the external pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are very mysterious, because this idea that you have, you know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original, the cause of all causes, and acting like in the way that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, you know, as a devotee. And he will, you know, you will call him Bhagavan, and he will close his ear and run towards the Ganges and jump, you know, to purify himself of the offense, you know, of that. So, but sometimes he will manifest it, but he only revealed that to intimate devotees, you know, that he shows his manifestation as Krishna in different aspects. So, is the inconceivable capacity or the potencies of the Lord, his inconceivable pastimes, that he also manifests, you know, this, he also have a full understanding and experience and full perfect manifestation of these both sides, the Ashraya and the Vishaya, which is, you know, the object of love and the lover or the you know, so both. So he have full understanding and knowledge of that. And as such, you know, he can manifest either one, you know, and present himself like that. So in the case of Lord Giri Govardhan, it's like that. In the case of Lord Chaitanya, it's like that. In the case of Lord Balaram, it's like that. He's also the Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. You know, that's how he's defined, the Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. I mean, for the people who have no faith, they go into a spin. What is this? You know, I mean, it's like they can't fully understand. So, so therefore, you know, this is the king of all secrets, Raja Guhyam, this devotional service, you know. Okay, I stop here. Garantarashimam Bhagavatam Ki Jai.